Well, Allah gave us the aql in order to know the truth. So it has its practical purposes, which obviously, and this gets in, we were talking earlier with the class in the moral philosophy about the moral virtue of hikmah, which is, Imam al-Ghazali calls it hikmah amaliya, what we call in English prudence. So that's very useful, and people who aren't believers can have a certain level of, you know, obviously do things intelligently in the practical realm. But what he's talking about is the aql, which is designed, was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to actually perceive the ma'qulat, to perceive realities, these haqa'iq. And that is, there's tahdhib, you know, Imam al-Ghazali talks about this, because he went through the aql, like he took the aql to its extreme. You know, he mastered the, what they call the ulum al-aqliya of his day. So he was a master debater. He could do all these things. But then he realized that he was sick. Like he was spiritually sick. And he wanted to transcend the aql and get to the ruh, right? To perceive reality, which is the name of the aql when it's directed towards ruhaniyat, right? So it has these different names. And he set out on that path, and he's Hujjat al-Islam because he proved it. He proved that if you do the work in our tradition, you will get the results if you do the work. And that's why, in that way, one of the hallmarks of modern science is what Karl Popper called falsifiability. Like in modern, what they say, science is falsifiable. In other words, you know, if you say that water freezes at 32 degrees Fahrenheit or 0 Celsius at sea level, so that's a scientific fact. How is it a fact? Well, empirically, we can go down to sea level and we can freeze something if we have the right instruments to do this. We take water and then bring that water down to 0 Celsius, and it will freeze, and it'll do it every single time. It won't do it at -1 Celsius or +1 Celsius. It will always be at 0 Celsius. If we could get it at 3, our machine's broken, right? But that is falsifiable. So unless you can test it, it's not science. And that's why for us, the spiritual path is scientific, because it's been tested many times. And the same things happen to the people that set out on this path. The same experiences, the same, and also the same pitfalls, because just like science can go wrong, spiritual experiences can go bad, which is traditionally why people needed guides to help them in these things. So that's the reality, is that you know, the intellect is designed to know God. And to know God, and there's obviously two knowledges of God. There's salvific knowledge, which is just to know that God exists and to believe in God, and then to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent messengers. And those messengers have consistently come with the same essential messages. Their sharias differ because of different times and places, but the essential message is the same.